The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm Mike Hogan. Kind of you to join me today. Omaha Virtual School. Well, it's been around for some years now, and the director of the Omaha Virtual School is Dr. Wendy Lowenstein. She joins me on Live and Local. Wendy, thank you so kindly for taking the time today.
Thank you for having me today.
Everybody knows about the pandemic and remote learning and all that kind of thing, but the Omaha Virtual School was around before the pandemic. Can you talk about the program and how it came to be?
Yeah, you know, we started back in fall of 2016. We started as a kindergarten through eighth grade blended program where we've always had students come in person for at least one day a week. And the rest of the students' education occurs at home, utilizing our online curriculum and then support of our amazing educators that we have here on staff. It really was started initially for families who were homeschooling to provide another resource and support for those families. But it has become so much more ever since we've started, where we found that more traditional school families were interested in some other options and taking more ownership of their students' education. So we've really gone beyond the homeschool families. We definitely serve our homeschool families, but we're finding that, especially even after the COVID shutdown, that a lot of families have said, hey, yeah, my student thrived during the shutdown or is doing well in remote learning, but they still miss the social aspect of school. And our program really seems to be the best of both worlds, and that's what we pride ourselves in.
Applications are open. So if people want to apply, what is that process that they can look into?
Right. So currently our applications for our program are for students who are current OPS families only. So in order for an OPS student to apply, families need to have access to their Infinite Campus portal account, where when they click on the link on our website, it will request for them to log in. Then they will answer a series of questions and they will be considered for entrance into our program for the fall.
Now, for folks who may not have done this before, what's kind of the criteria to make sure that your student is a good candidate for this and will thrive in a situation that is the Omaha Virtual School?
I would definitely say having families reflect back on their experience during the shutdown and how students responded during the 3-2 model or remote or whatever scenario they were in this last year and a half, and see if their student has been successful. Are they self-motivated? Are they willing to get up and out of bed and follow a schedule? Then also from a parent perspective, is this a role that you can serve for your student, being both a parent and a learning coach and holding your student accountable in regards to deadlines? Are you completing tasks? Did you email your teacher? It's really a team effort. So is your student motivated and excited about this opportunity? Parent, do you have the time, energy, and ability to support your student in this way? And then our teachers really work with families based on their individual needs of how can we fit in on this team between the teacher, the parent or learning coach, and the student. Everyone has to do their part. When it works really well.
What are the grades that you're now up to? Because each year you've been expanding the grades that are serviced. So what are you up to now?
So, right, yes. We started kindergarten through eighth grade. Every year we've added a grade, and we just graduated our first senior class last week. So
congratulations.
Yeah. It was a momentous occasion for all of us. So we are kindergarten through 12th grade.
That's magnificent. Is there a limit to the number of students that can be accepted?
Right now, we are adding 400 additional seats, so we will be increasing our capacity, but there is still a limit. So we really want to make sure that families, if you're interested to get your application in, we will be going through a process to make sure that we're communicating out who's been accepted so families can continue making decisions for the fall.
Since we have gone through this pandemic and more people were exposed to an off-site model of education, are you already seeing an increase in applications?
Yes, there is an increased interest because I think families who may not have considered this type of a format of an education have learned that, whoa, my student is finding success in areas that they haven't before because there aren't distractions that they might have been experiencing in a traditional school. So we definitely have an increased interest in our program, and it's wonderful that we are able to be a part of a district that's innovative and is willing to provide options for our families. It's so amazing.
OmahaVirtualSchool.org is the website one can go to for information, and I'm imagining a link to an application as well, correct?
Yes, yep, tons of information on there.
She is the director of the Omaha Virtual School. Dr. Wendy Lowenstein is her name. Thank you so much for taking the time, Wendy.
Thank you so much, Mike.